privileged, or blessed. Ignorance of or separation from the spiritual realm. We hear the word privilege being used a lot today. The implication is that some people come into the world with an unfair advantage. There's an element of truth in this idea. Some people are born in America and some people are born in a third world country. Some people are born into wealth and some into poverty. However, we all know that addressing fairness in the uncontrollable aspects of life is a perverse concept. Of late, the concept of white privilege has come into vogue. For what purpose? To steal, kill, and destroy? No one chooses their race. A person with black skin will always be black. A person with white skin will always be white. When we walk by sight according to the flesh, we see the unfairness of life and fall into covetousness. We are discouraged, we feel defeated, we see only our disadvantages. We experience resentment toward the privileged. We're miserable. We're the walking dead. 1 John 5:12. When we walk by faith, however, according to the Spirit, we have hope and eternal abundant life. Romans 8:13. We experience grace, which is blessing and prosperity. We experience love, joy, and peace. Galatians 5:22-23. Christ Jesus came to deal with the unfairness of our fallen physical birth. He said, you must be born again. John 3:7. In the new birth, we become new creatures. Old things are passed away and all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. When we make the choice to walk in newness of life, we're privileged and blessed as children of God. 1 Peter 2:9. We are royalty. We are more than conquerors. We are glorified in Christ. Colossians 1:27. We're one with Him with no respect of persons based on race, gender, or social status. Galatians 3:28. The good news, the gospel, is that everyone can be privileged and blessed. Revelation 22:17. Receive Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Romans 6:23. And be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Then walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4.